Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 122, Packing Toiletries for a Trip. Hello and welcome to English as a Second Language podcast, episode 122. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Some of you have emailed and asked about who makes this podcast possible. And of course, you hear my voice, but you may not know that Dr. Lucy Say of the Center for Educational Development is actually the person who writes most, if not all, in some cases, of our scripts. She also, of course, records the dialogues with me. And she is the most important part of this podcast and makes it possible. So I just want to thank her and, of course, to let you know how important she is in making this podcast possible. Today's podcast is about packing for a trip. Let's go. It was going to be my wife's 30th birthday this week, and I was surprising her with a trip to San Diego for the weekend. Since it was going to be a surprise, I needed to pack both of our bags before picking her up from work and hitting the road. Packing my stuff was easy, of course. I knew that the hotel would have shampoo, conditioner, and body lotion, so I didn't pack any. I packed her brush, comb, hair dryer, nail clippers, and emery board. I'm sure that I didn't forget any of her makeup, foundation, mascara, eyeshadow, blush, and lipstick. I had everything we needed for our little trip. I'm sure my wife will be surprised, and I know she loves surprises. Today we are going on a trip, and in going on a trip, going somewhere else, you have to pack. P-A-C-K means to put clothing in a bag, in a suitcase, usually, a suitcase, S-U-I-T-C-A-S-E, is where you put your clothing when you are going on a trip to carry it, and part of the packing that you do is to bring toiletries. Toiletries, T-O-I-L-E-T-R-I-E-S, are all the things that you need for your teeth and for your hair and for washing and so forth. Well, in the story, my wife, her 30th birthday was this week, and I was surprising her with a trip to San Diego. To surprise someone means to give them something unexpected, something they don't expect. I was surprising her with a trip to San Diego. San Diego is a city in California, about 100 miles south of Los Angeles. Takes about 2 hours to drive from my house to San Diego, from here in Los Angeles to San Diego. Well, it's a popular place for people in Los Angeles to go for the weekend because it's a smaller town, very nice area. Well, I said it was going to be a surprise, and so I needed to pack both of our bags my suitcase and her suitcase before picking her up from work. To pick up, two words, P-I-C-K, up, means that you go to someone, go somewhere and give that person a ride in your car. So you drive somewhere and that person goes with you in your car. That is to pick up someone, at least here in this story. After I picked her up, we would be hitting the road. To hit, H-I-T, the road, means to go to begin your trip, to start traveling, or simply to start driving. What time are you going to hit the road tomorrow? Well, I have to be to work at 8 o'clock, so I will hit the road at 7:30. I'm packing my stuff, and of course, my things, my stuff, S-T-U-F-F, my things, is easy. I knew that the hotel would have shampoo, S-H-A-M-P-O-O. Shampoo is soap for your hair, to wash your hair, usually a liquid soap. They would also have conditioner, C-O-N-D-I-T-I-O-N-E-R. Conditioner is what you can put on your hair to protect it, to make it a little softer. I don't use conditioner. I don't use shampoo either because I don't have any hair. Anyway, the body lotion is also something that a hotel would have. Body lotion, B-O-D-Y, lotion, L-O-T-I-O-N. Well, lotion is something you put on your skin to make it soft, and if your skin is dry, you can put on lotion. And body lotion are things that you put on your body, your arms and your legs and so forth. I had to pack my wife's things, and I had to pack her brush, B-R-U-C-H. That's the thing that women and men can use to put their hair in the right place. They take a brush. A comb, C-O-M-B. A comb is like a brush, except it's thin. They're just little... we call them teeth, actually, just like the teeth in your mouth. But the teeth of a comb are the little things that stick out, that go out, and that's what you use for, you can also use that for your hair. It's like a brush, but thinner. A hair dryer, D-R-Y-E-R, is a little machine that blows hot air. It is a heater that blows hot air to dry your hair if you wash it. A hair dryer. Nail clippers. My wife has nail clippers. Two words, N-A-I-L. And then clippers, C-L-I-P-P-E-R-S. Your nails are like your fingernails, what grows at the end of your fingers. Those are fingernails. And on your feet, we call them toenails. Well, a nail clipper, to clip, is the same as to cut. And so a nail clippers is to cut your nails. An emery board, E-M-E-R-Y, board. An emery board is what women usually use to make their fingernails and toenails smooth so there aren't any rough parts to it. That's an emery board. An emery board can also be used to make your fingernails shorter. I have to say that I had no idea about all of these things for my wife. I had to ask her to explain them to me to do today's podcast. most men don't, I think, know much about these things. Anyway, finally, I said I made sure that I didn't forget any of my wife's makeup, and makeup, M-A-K-E, hyphen U-P, is a general word for all of the things that women and sometimes men put on their face. This is makeup. Usually it's the face. The first thing is a part of makeup is the foundation. The foundation, F-O-U-N-D-A-T-I-O-N, the foundation is either a powder, P-O-W-E-R, which is kind of like a dry substance, a dry thing, or it can be liquid, it can be wet. And this is put on your face first, I guess, first to make sure that it's all the same color and that it's very smooth looking. This is what a woman would do first in putting on her makeup. That's what my wife tells me. Mascara, M-A-S-C-A-R-A. Mascara is something that you put on your eyelashes. Now, your eyelash, L-A-S-H, is the little hairs that come out of in front of your eye. Those are eyelashes. And you put mascara on your eyelashes to make them darker and to make them look longer. Eyeshadow, two words, I-E-Y-E, shadow, S-H-A-D-O-W. Eyeshadow is a powder of different colors that you put on your eyelid. Now, what is your eyelid, L-I-D? Well, if you close your eyes, what's covering your eyes is your eyelid. So you have mascara for the eyelashes, and you have eyeshadow for the lid of the eye. There's also blush, B-L-U-S-H. Blush is what you put on your cheeks. Your cheeks, C-H-E-E-K-S, are the part of your face below your eyes and on both sides of your nose. And that is usually a pink or a red, at least in for many women. And finally, there is lipstick. And lipstick, all one word, L-I-P-S-T-I-C-K, goes, of course, on your lips, which are the parts of your mouth that are red. And lipstick is usually a pink or a red color as well. Well, now I had everything for my trip, and we were ready to go. Now let's listen to the story, this time at a native rate of speech. It was going to be my wife's 30th birthday this week, and I was surprising her with a trip to San Diego for the weekend. Since it was going to be a surprise, I needed to pack both of our bags before picking her up from work and hitting the road. Packing my stuff was easy, of course. I knew that the hotel would have shampoo, conditioner, and body lotion, so I didn't pack any. I packed her brush, comb, hair dryer, nail clippers, and emery board. I made sure that I didn't forget any of her makeup, foundation, mascara, eyeshadow, blush, and lipstick. I had everything we needed for our little trip. I'm sure my wife will be surprised, and I know she loves surprises. If you like ESL Podcast, remember we also have a couple of other podcasts, the TOEFL podcast for the test of English as a foreign language, and the English Through Stories podcast. You can find out more about them on our website at www.eslpod.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.